The city of Syracuse is in the midst of an affordable housing crisis. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, one organization is hoping it can ease things by educating landlords.
Part of the problem is just timing. For the last year, the Syracuse Land Bank has been buying property seized by the city for back taxes, says Sharon Sherman of the Greater Syracuse Tenants Network.
Hundreds of properties have been foreclosed on and are making their way into the land bank, but very few of them have been sold yet because it's a very long process. So that's taken quite a few out.
The city's also cracked down on water shutoffs and code enforcement, and the development of Harrison and Townsend Towers has taken some low-income housing off the grid, says Sherman. Things should ease once the land bank finds its footing and home headquarters finishes construction of new properties. But in the meantime, Sherman hopes that her organization can help by holding a workshop that gives landlords the tools they need to be successful.
We want to help them learn how to screen tenants so they don't have to keep renting year after year or evicting people. We want to show them how to work with the police. So if there is a problem house on that block in Eastwood, the property owner knows how to work with the police and other neighbors. Let's get something done about that one house that's messing up our block.
Sherman hopes successful landlords means more units for rent, especially in the $750 a month range. She says there's a dearth of apartments in that price range right now in the city. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.